True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squib Billy, alongside the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. Or as he was, I think he's... We do have a lot of mics around here. You know what's funny is, so I don't talk a lot about work at home.
Interesting.
Because I do, believe it or not, I like to leave things where they are. I leave work trying to kind of in my mindset's a little bit different.
Sure, I don't want to bring it home with you.
And to the same thing. And it's not a knock on my wife. I don't bring my wife to work, or I don't bring her to games that I do. Like I'm doing a Falcons game. Oh yeah, come. You know, I just separate because it allows me to compartmentalize better and kind of submerge myself. Submerse.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't speak language very well. In the situation. But if I do talk about work, I'll be like, yeah, Mike did this. And she'll be like, well, you have and do work with multiple mics. And I go,
no doubt.
No. I say, you knew I was talking about Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
She goes, well, I don't know. You produce Mike Bell for like 15 years. Mike Conti is your direct boss and your assistant program. She's like, so how would I know? And I'm like, oh, yeah. But she knows who I talk about when I say, like, Dylan or Day-Day.
Yeah.
She knows, like, there's only one of those guys.
Yeah.
And it's even confusing for some people, for the listeners right here, because there's me, Bo, and then there's BJ, Bo Johnson.
Yeah.
And I've literally had people tweet me before and say, man, I thought you were a Falcons fan talking about the Saints. And I said, nope. Wrong Bo altogether.
Wrong Bo.
That's Cajun Bo. That's Bo Johnson.
Yeah.
And it's so it's just weird how we got to get. Can we call you MJ?
I'll tell you. I'll go with Mikey P. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But yeah, I mean, it's so funny. For the longest time, I went by Michael, and I remember before I went to college, I was like, no, I don't want to go by Michael. And there's still people that go by Michael, and that are of my age and older, and that's fine. But Mike is fine with me. Mikey P, I don't care, man. All-American, like you like to say, whatever you want to call it. I'm here for it, man. Whatever I have to do to separate myself. How about that?
I guess women, have you seen this Grand Canyon coach for the women's coach for Grand Canyon?
Do you mean my alma mater?
Yeah. I think, is it Molly Miller,
Let's
right?
Go.
She left. She they jumped jobs, and obviously in the women's hoops game too. She left Grand Canyon after getting them to the NCAA tournament. Now she's at Arizona State.
Yeah, she didn't have to move far. I'm pretty sure they're both like down the street from one another.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Grand Canyon, yeah, it's in Phoenix. So yeah, she's down the street. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Like, first of all, I got my master's degree at Grand Canyon University. Shout out. Let's go Antelopes. Let's go Lopes. You know, put them up. Put the ears up. It's all good. It's
kind of like a Wolfpack thing. You had two teams in the tournament.
Yeah, I had two teams in three. Yeah, they actually played each other last year, I think, at some point in the season. I was like, yeah. But Grand Canyon is a, don't get it twisted, a for-profit university. So I don't feel sorry for anybody left to try to go to another university. But yeah, she's definitely made waves here recently. That's for sure.
All right. Yeah, so there is plenty of action tonight. The tournament kicks off tonight. What, it's 7? I believe 7:09 will be Alabama and
BYU.
And BYU. Is that on the – we have Hawks game tonight, don't we?
We do. So yeah. The Hawks will be on 92.9, and then the NCAA tournament action will be on News & Talk WAOK.
Attaboy, Dylon. Thanks for doing that. All right. Let's get to the in the huddle. All right, Falcons news first. The Jake Matthews extension has been reported now on how much money it saved the team against the cap this year. It's officially been put out there. I think we all kind of knew, but and I think I even said it on here, but it was $8.5 million. However, they have done other moves, Michael.
Okay.
P.
Fill me in.
To create more cap space. And this is what we were telling you when they don't, oh, they don't have money. They don't have money. They don't have money. And I kept hearing people say they've only got this money to spend. And it was just, oh, the sky is falling. Well, they converted $12.5 million of A.J. Terrell's salary this year to a bonus. And they did the exact same thing with Chris Lindstrom, reducing $10 million for each. So they saved $10 million on AJ's. They saved $10 million of Lindstrom's. That's how they were able to make some of these moves. Because I had heard they had like less than $10 million. I heard people saying they had less than $10 million. And then they signed Leonard Floyd to a $10 million deal. And then they signed somebody else to this deal. And this guy.
How much do they have now?
So now they have just like less than $100,000 under 12. So they have $12 million in cap space. They need... a regular rookie class will be anywhere from like 6 to 9, around 10. I know you said earlier.
Yeah, 5.4 is what Spotrac is reporting we need for our current picks. If
which
we
is five,
our current picks.
Which is a first, a second, a fourth, and 2 7s.
That's
I
correct.
Believe.
Yeah. Which is less money than almost anybody in the draft.
Which is not a bad thing. But look, that could go up. You could trade back into the first round.
Yeah, it could definitely go up.
And that could go up. You could trade back. You could find a way to get back in the second round. You could trade back in the first round and get 2 seconds, so it could go up.
Help me update Falcons fans, because I think you do a good job of keeping track of this. If you have 5.4 right now slotted for your rookie class, let's just say they don't move around in the draft, how much do the Falcons usually try to keep as a bumper when they get to the regular season, just in case, due to injury or whatever else, they need to sign another free agent?
There's different philosophies, but I can tell you they'll want to keep around, you know, 5 at least, 6, just depending on that emergency. And you can always do things to create more. You know, you don't know if they trade Kirk after. I'm just going to say that I don't think Kirk Cousins is going anywhere until after June 1st. So that's,
oh, there's no doubt. Yeah.
That's part of it as well. That would create. If they made a trade after June 1st, that would create cap space.
Yeah.
So, and remember, you can carry over cap space too.
Yeah.
Which is why they had 285 to begin with this year and not the 279 too, which was reported by everyone. So there's multiple things that you can do to create that. All right. Remember when we heard from JJ McCarthy and he was like, you know, they haven't told me I'm the starter yet, blah, blah, blah. Well,
yeah, I had that hungry mindset. I don't know if I'm that guy.
The GM, Adofa Mensa, of the Vikings said, look, that's what we want to happen, and that's the outcome we think we're headed towards. But for me to sit here and say that anything's 100% forever, that's just not the job. We're responding to scenarios and different information as it comes. So obviously, things can change. Right now, we're really happy with our room, quarterback room, and we're going to look to upgrade it in different ways.
Wow.
So if this falls through with Aaron Rodgers, I think they could open the door.
Wow.
If J.J. McCarthy struggles and doesn't look healthy, I don't know if it's out of the realm of possibility that they don't open the door to go bring back a guy like Kirk Cousins if he would waive his no-trade clause for one. But
I dare you, Minnesota. I triple dog dare you.
I'm not saying it would happen. I'm just saying, I think, again, we get so this is what's going to happen doesn't necessarily mean it.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, when I think of this, it just screams Aaron Rodgers. And I know that he said we're going to upgrade it in other ways, but it just is like, oh, you know, until he tells us no, we'll just put the possibility out there of that we'd love to have J.J. McCarthy sit behind Aaron Rodgers for another year. It just screams Aaron Rodgers and nobody. And I realize that we can upgrade the quarterback room in other ways. Okay, you can bring in, it's Flacco still out. You can still bring in a guy like that that's going to bring a veteran present that can start the season as a backup. But I think that he's being honest when he says we're comfortable moving forward with what we've got. I really do. Yeah, they've been playing J.J. McCarthy highlights nonstop on television for the last couple of days because of this news. He's got it all. Though from what I've seen in the small action he had in preseason last year, he's making some incredible throws, has some pocket presence. He even got hit under the chin by our boy Divine Diablo in one of those clips on a blitz on a green dog, but was able to deliver the ball on time. So
it's going to be so much fun hearing Wes call Divine Diablo's name. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, wait, when he makes, you know, if he's out here making big plays, you hope. Real quick, do you want more kickoffs? Yes or no?
Means the Falcons points.
I'm going to treat you like they do it. Yes or no?
I want more kickoffs for the Falcons. That's the answer.
They're proposing to make a change to the rule that really just came into effect last year, because remember that was under a probationary period. So if they have to get so much percentage of votes to basically make it official and like a rule for the season, but they're trying to tweak it to where all touchbacks come to the 35-yard line.
I'm in favor of that.
And they estimate that would create 60% to 70% of the kickoffs will be returned.
Yeah, I'm in favor of that, man. I want to see more returns. It's one of the most exciting plays in football, and that's what they want as well. I think they understand that. We don't want the kickoff to be removed from NFL football. We want it to be a bigger part of NFL football, and in a safe way. I think they're moving in the right direction. I think it'll pass, and hopefully it turns out to be a good thing for the NFL next year.